Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball left field. Roden back into his left. That's going to be gone. Oh, it cleared.
Oh, my.
It cleared for Castellanos. It had just enough legs, and it's a grand slam for Nick Castellanos as the Phillies break it wide open here in the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-2.
Well, they didn't exactly need it, but it was nice. The salami. From Casty on Father's Day. All right, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Let's talk about some great scenes involving dads in movies and shows. And obviously the Phil's the weekend, your chance to react to it all. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. MacMan, how many kids do you think Mick Jagger has that he knows about?
little Mick Jagger's all over the world.
How many is he just... not even know about.
That's a damn good question. My wife told me the other day she does much more of the searches on the internet than I do. And something popped up, something she saw. The music artist who is the most rich artist in basically the world these days would be, I'd give you 20 guesses. If you don't know, you'd never come up with the name.
I clearly don't know.
Rod Stewart.
Why? Wow. What's the...
He has been not only doing it for a very long time, making a lot of money, he has been, I guess, this genius businessman who's made these great investments and has, like, million-dollar properties in 9 different cities/countries across. And I had never known that. And I said, well, he's been around for a long time. How old is Rod Stewart? He just turned 80. Wow. And he's still out there performing, like, 150 shows a year, like every other day. And I said, I got to give Rod Stewart credit because he's 80 and I've seen like clips of his. He still gets around on the stage at 80. I said, the only one who's better than him is Mick.
Mick, yeah.
Well, Mick, at his age, still the show that he puts on every time he does a show is off the charts. So Mick's got moves. And
he's
probably had a whole bunch of little ones running around that he may or may not know about.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's rock a lot of calls. Kick it off with Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning. Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
Mac, man, always good to hear you and always good to talk baseball with you. And Joe, man, you said it, you said kind of that the whole seesaw thing is you know, talking about the Phillies here, and you know, but you just look and the Mets get swept by the Rays and stuff, and I know, you know, things like that happen in baseball, but I still can't erase the last 3 years.
And Patrick, this was my point to Jody in the beginning. I'm telling you, I expect a lot of people to be like you, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, but it's just you know what's happened has happened. This young kid Otto Kemp coming up is awfully exciting though to watch.
And, he has hit.
You know, he'll level off in, you know, a little bit, I'm sure. But it's just, you know, I feel like I'm just kind of stuck in this. This is where we are. We're a declining ball club that at the most critical time, I'm not worried about, you know, I'm still, you know, concerned. We're good right now in a wild card, but it's still a long season. You know, Joe, you kind of had them penciled in the playoffs, you know, at the start of the season.
And well, I did, yeah.
Penned in almost, not penciled
in. Are you thinking they're not a playoff team, Patrick?
No, I am.
Okay.
I'm thinking they're a playoff team. Listen, they're a good team with this pitching. No doubt, they're a real good team. But you know, pitching, good starting pitching, and with no bullpens, only going to get you so far without a timely hit. And that's kind of where I'm still stuck at is, at a critical juncture, whenever that's going to be, who's going to get a timely hit, a timely play, whatever it be, but mostly with
the bat. The Matt Stairs home run. I mean, that kind of moment. That's the kind of thing in 08. Yeah. You wonder if they had to get that kind of hit off the bench this year. Off the bench. Yeah, who would give you that? That is a weaker spot for the squad.
You look for where the Victorinos, the Wirths, the Choo-Choo, where some other guys. Maybe this guy Kemp can do something.
Right. But Patrick, let me just present this. Because Patrick, this has been one of my points all season. And I think it's an important thing to come back to. They may just be able to outpitch the rest of the league to win it all. I mean, what we saw this weekend really wasn't about the bats, although they hit a ton yesterday. I mean, they just flat out outpitched the Blue Jays. Period. That's what they did. And I'm telling you, man, they're gonna enter October with unless there are injuries, at least four starting pitchers you feel like you can count on, and it theoretically could be as high as six or seven.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to be interesting what Dombrowski does. I hope he does something.
He can't do anything.
He did nothing already.
He's had horrible trade deadlines. Patrick, give me an answer. A famous scene, notable scene, a dad being a dad.
Well, now you said a dad. You mentioned what about a father? Is it a scene with a father?
A father.
How about in The Exorcist?
I knew it. As soon as he clarified, I knew exactly who's going.
I did not. Yeah. Okay, The Exorcist. I'm not that inclined to vote for it, but it's starting the rules there. It's a roundabout way. Irene, what do you make of the Phils? Zoom off, seesaw. People are all over the place. What do you make of it?
Well, you know me. I'm always day-to-day. That's how I consume my sports. But you'd mentioned, the pitching with the Rays. I mean, I'm sorry, with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
To me, it was the Cubs series because that Cubs team can hit. And in their two wins, they held them to two runs and three runs. So that really impressed me. And the Otto Kemp thing, I was struck by something Nick Castellanos said yesterday, that he's brought a lot of energy, a lot of fire. He gets to the ballpark, 8 hours before the game. I think that those little things, it just infuses a little bit of energy, which they just kind of seem stale.
Well, you know what also is possible, and I don't want to make a direct correlation in the sense that I know because I don't, and Boehm had picked it up before that, but I do wonder if some of Boehm's picking it up is related to the Otto Kemp thing.
Because you get a little competition.
Bryce Harper's going to come back, and when he does, he's going to play first base. I mean, correct. Jody, the 1980 Phillies, one of the stories was you had the guys like Lonnie Smith and Keith Moreland pushing, the Bob Boones and the Greg Luzinskis and... I was too young for that, but I have heard from others that said it created a lot of internal competition that made that team play its best ball.
Yeah, I don't think that's Kemp. I don't think that's Boehm. There are some guys that can get a fire lit under their butt and pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Alec Boehm. I just don't think that's his personality. That's not the way he's reacted before. The way you're laying it out makes a ton of sense, but then you actually put the individuals you're talking about into the situation and go, not Alec Boehm. It could be somebody else on this team that decides, I better pick it up.
By the way, everything else in the weekend, not just Phils, you can weigh in on 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Guided Door and Window to the weekend. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, obviously, in addition to the Phillies, some other notable things from the weekend. We have both the NBA and NHL Finals. So, Jody, NBA Finals Game 4, just a tremendous job by SGA in the final couple of minutes. Basically, all but steal the game.
Let me put this question to you. Yeah. I asked it last night on my national show. NBA today, all players become free agents.
Yep.
No one is tied to any other team, and they do a drawing out of the hat, ping pong balls, whatever. Joe DeCamera's team has the number one pick.
Jokic.
Yeah, I'm thinking about SGA.
He's up there, man. He's up there.
Because he's 4 years younger.
Yeah, well.
And you got him for the next 5 years. You're building the team around him. Give me the 20. It's close between the two.
Close.
Jokic has been better.
Yeah.
But give me the guy who's 26 as compared to 30.
Yeah.
He just took over that game.
Well, no, it's tremendous. I mean, it honestly reminded me a bit of Iverson. 01 Iverson. He's not competing against Shaq and Kobe, so that makes it easier. But he does remind me with that instinct, the way AI had. in 01. He's
an elite, elite scorer.
He's really good, man.
Elite scorer.
He's really, really, really good. And for if anyone that missed it, just know this. Indiana didn't, like, totally have it, but they just about had it.
They kind of had it, man. They didn't score for the last 3 minutes of the game.
And if they win that to go up 3-1... You know what I'm saying?
When Obi Toppin is draining three after three after three, I'm going,
wild.
Holy mackerel, Oklahoma City's going to be down 3-1 here.
Wild. All right, so NHL finals. Let's address this, because I don't think we have since the finals. I mean, 10-year-olds won't even know this, but, like, Bobrovsky was the Flyer?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I mean, Rhea.
They got rid of him because of Brizgalov, right?
I think so.
Yes, that is correct.
Because I think Bobrovsky was the year they had the three goalies, and then they felt like they had no goalies. But he was young.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liked him. I liked Bob when he was here.
I felt like we as fans were all kind of in, you know,
I
the Bob,
Bob,
the whole
guy.
Thing. Yeah, we
I was
all
a
were.
Bob guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, all of a sudden they trade him for freaking other guy, and he's got to have, like, all these cups and all these Vesnas, and, like, it was so long ago, it almost gets forgotten about.
Yes. Yes.
He was a Flyer in his mid-20s.
But I'll give you the glass half full here.
There is no glass half full.
There is.
Yeah,
there
I
is.
Didn't know where you're going with this.
But there is a glass half
what?
Full. The Flyers made a mistake by moving off Bob. Columbus made a bigger mistake. They let him walk out the door, and he'd already won a Vezina.
Yeah, that
he'd
does nothing for me.
He'd already won a Vezina. Go, yeah, go ahead. You can go to Florida and win a couple Stanley Cups while you're at it. At least he was still kind of unproven when he was here in Philadelphia.
No, I get it, man. So that's weird. All right, next thing from the weekend. PGA Tour U.S. Open. Let's listen to it. The winning moment, it was a 64-foot putt for J.J. Spawn. Let's hear it.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
You gotta be kidding me, man. 60. Could you imagine that? A 64-foot putt to win the U.S. Open. That is so cool. So congrats to him.
A walk-off putt, no less.
I mean, that's that's
walk-off,
wild.
I like it.
All right, 215-592-9494. Also, as you know, when we have Jody Mackey, and hopefully you know, I like to throw him some questions. Five questions, as I call it. You know, random stuff as we bounce around sports. And one of them is going to be one of the Twitter poll questions of the day right out of the gate here. So let's give you the Twitter poll questions. You can react to all of this. Both Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. In a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, will Ranger Suarez be a fill next season? We did this poll a couple weeks ago. Most people thought no. He's pitching better. Nola's since gotten hurt. And basically we wonder, is there a path to bring him back? So yes or no, do you think he'll be a Philly? Obviously, it's not going to be easy. He's got Scott Boras as his agent. He's going to make at least $100 million, could make a lot more than that. So you can weigh in on that. Second poll question, and this is what I want to get Jody right out of the gate on. And everyone, because let's get a little NBA draft stuff going here. All right, we've barely done any NBA draft. Next week, when this NBA Finals is over, Sixers are going to have the third pick. It's a great pick to hold. But I don't sense the excitement, and I personally don't have excitement. So we asked this poll question on a scale of 1 to 10. And, Mac-Man, we turn to you first.
Okay.
And I will predict that Jody will be higher than most people. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the Sixers holding the third pick in next week's NBA draft? We've broken them up into four different sections. A, scale of 1 to 10. A, 1-2. That means barely, almost nothing. Choice B, 3-5. Yeah, a little bit excited. Choice C, 6-8. Kind of feeling it. And D is you're super excited. This is Allen Iverson, 1996, and you're super pumped to hold that number one pick. You're all swole up with a 9-10. All right, MacMan, scale of 1-10. How excited are you for the Sixers to hold the third pick?
Well, first things first, you throw out the two ends. 0-2. No. They got the third pick in the draft.
You're ready for this? I am choice A.
You are?
I am 1-2.
Wow.
I don't feel anything. Because they don't deserve it. They have the third pick because of the shame that they better feel for the nonsense they put out there. Even if this guy's unbelievable. Let's say this guy's Chet Holmgren. I'm just going to use him because I think he went somewhere in the top five, right? Let's just say he's that guy. I don't think they're headed anywhere. Like, you'd have to wait through the contracts. I'd be more excited if they didn't have the Embiid and Paul George contracts. This is still wake me up next decade.
Right.
Even if he's really good.
Are you going to be a Sixer fan a decade from now?
Well, yes.
Well, then you should interest in what they're going to do in the draft in a couple of weeks third pick.
That's why I'm a 1-2, not a 0. I'm a 1-2. Okay.
Zero wasn't a choice.
I'm a 2, Rhea. I'm a 2, not a 1. I'm a 2.
You're definitely 2.
I'm higher than 3. What was the top numbers?
9 and 10.
Yeah, no, I'm not 9-10 either.
So what are you, 6-8?
5-6, and 5
is the
first one.
Did you say throw out the two ends at the beginning? Yeah, did I miss that?
I did. I threw out the two ends, so that means I'm kind of caught between the two in the middle.
Oh, my God.
Make a decision, Jody.
Nothing like the MacMan straddling that fence.
If I need to go 5 or 6, I'm a fan. I'm going 6.
All right, but Jody, they've just beat me down. They've brought me to my knees emotionally, man. Like, I feel nothing for this thing.
And you know what I feel nothing for?
What?
You.
Well, okay.
Because you were a process server.
Yep.
Oh, the genius of Sam Hinkie and outside the box thinking, whatever. So you don't get to, in my eyes, go, oh, I got beat down. You accepted beat down.
Was Sam Hinkie allowed to finish his Mona Lisa?
No!
No! No!
No!
Did some rich person pull Da Vinci off the Mona Lisa halfway through? No! Let Da Vinci finish the process. And Josh Harris and Adam Silver did not.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
The Da Vinci with crayons.
You're embarrassing.
The great thing about that is it's impossible to argue against. It's impossible to argue against.
We'll never know.
He never finished it.
All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to weigh in on. Let's get to Desiree right now in Mayfair. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. How's it going?
It's going.
Good.
Be better if football was on.
I hear you. All right, what do you got for us today, Desiree?
Like, when you guys talk about father, dad, the only thing that comes to my mind is Star Wars, the most iconic father line ever.
Wow, that is
a big answer.
That is a big answer. That's a big answer. All right, so.
Now, maybe not father love on Father's Day,
like
but.
The fact that every dad has horrible dad jokes and says, like, the most off-the-wall things at the most random times.
Yep.
I feel like that was one where everybody's jaw dropped, and it's literally, when you said father, I'm surprised you guys didn't mention it, because
that's
it's
a
the
big
most
answer.
Iconic father line of all time.
It's got a shot to win, Desiree. All right, great call. Certainly has a shot to win. Darth Vader and Luke, and obviously Luke finding out that Darth is his dad. That is something. 215-592-9494. Speaking of dads, an emotional Ben Davis interviewed while his son was playing in the College World Series this weekend. It's a dad being a dad. You'll hear that audio next. Phone calls on all these topics, including the Phils, what you made of their weekend series, and what it means in the big picture. Jared Cameron, the Mac Man, in for John today on 94 WIP.
I promise that summer is eventually at some point going to come back and the temperatures will rise. We'll get rid of this dreariness that we've had. And the last thing you want during summer is a faulty HVAC system that can't keep you and your family comfortable all summer long. Don't worry, though. Call Horizon Services right now. You can get up to $1,300 off a new HVAC system replacement plus a free home comfort upgrade. Horizon Services, they're here to keep you comfortable inside even when it's hot outside, because Look, you should just always be relaxed and stress-free in your home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. They'll always work with you. They'll make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon Services expert technicians, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free year-round, no matter the season. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.